Episode number 1086 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Ruby Ferguson. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, Roman Empire. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. By the end of the 1st century AD, the Roman Empire was already the largest empire in the ancient world. The many different peoples, cultures and countries that became part of this community were, to varying degrees, linked by a common language, culture, religion, language and political system. It is often believed that it started as a Roman Republic and was in particular part of the imperial dynasty that was in power in Rome after the collapse of an old Republican constitution, but it was founded mainly by early Roman emperors. After the fall of the Western Roman Empire, several states claimed to be his successors. The eventual collapse of the empire in Western Europe at the end of the 5th century AD, however, led to the rise of a new empire in the Middle East and North Africa, and then its resurrection in Europe. The first attempt to revive the empire in the West was made in 800, when Pope Leo III crowned the Frankish king Charlemagne Roman Emperor on Christmas Day. Even though his imperial office had only been formalized for decades, the Russian Empire was considered its first imperial capital, while Constantinople was the second and Moscow the third in the Middle East and North Africa. The Roman Empire was also known as the Roman Empire, Roman Republic, Publica Romanum or Roman State. The empire contributed a lot to the world. It ruled a large territory, successfully conquered the Middle East, North Africa, Europe, Asia, Africa and Asia Minor, and the Mediterranean. In the 4th century AD, the Roman Empire was divided into East and West, and in that year the eastern part finally ended with the fall of Constantinople. The Eastern Roman Empire, known as the Byzantine Empire under Emperor Constantine, collapsed and the Eastern Roman Empire under his successor Constantine II collapsed. After the fall of the Western Empire, several states emerged claiming to be the successors of the Roman Empire. Constantine II was the last Roman emperor and was declared Mehmed II, conqueror of Constantinople. The end of the Roman Empire was sealed on 4 September 476 AD, when Constantine III, son and heir of Constantine III, was deposed and not replaced. The Greek-speaking Eastern Roman Emperor, now known as the Byzantine Empire, kept his own name, the Byzantine Empire. A second attempt to revive the empire in the West was made in 800, when Pope Leo III crowned Charlemagne Roman Emperor on Christmas Day. Though the empire's office was formalized only a decade later, historically, historians have traditionally distinguished between the post-Augustus period and the crisis of the 3rd century, but more recently they have found that the situation was much more nuanced. Pontifex Maximus, the emperor who united the ancient Roman emperors, became embroiled in a struggle to reinvent the empire in his own image, and certain historical forms continued to be created. In the early days of this empire, displays of imperial majesty were common, such as the coronation of Roman emperors in front of thousands of people. The Roman Empire rose again and finally extended its territory from the North and Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean and the Adriatic Sea. German kingdoms, the core of the Holy Roman Empire, concentrated on the German Empire, which gave rise to a number of different forms of the empire, such as the German Empire, the Reich and finally the Empire. The empire experienced 200 years of relative peace and prosperity under Augustus and his successors. Rome's first emperor was Augustus, whose civil war prevailed and turned the dysfunctional Roman Republic into an empire. Wilson argues that while the empire had lost its ability to cope with political, economic, and social changes, it was far from a dead duck when Napoleon defeated Emperor Francis II and forced the sudden end of the Holy Roman Empire. Here are 40 maps that explain how the Roman Empire laid the foundations of the modern world, from its beginnings to its demise. Roman State, as it was called at the time of its first emperor Augustus. The Roman Empire was the largest and most powerful of all the empires, characterized by its political, military, economic and social structure. It was weakened by several civil wars, preceded by the death of its first emperor Augustus and the rise of the successor of the Roman Empire, the Roman Empire. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1086. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.